Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
What I have noticed is that personalities handle grief differently. There are certain personalities that are more equipped to handle a large amount of trauma, and then there's some that just are not able to handle much trauma. And it's still hard either way, but for some, they're able to move forward much faster. And so then they expect that everybody else should move on just the way they did.
That's a good
point. What I would encourage people to do is let people be who they are in their trauma. Some people may take a couple years, 3 years, maybe even longer than that. And some may take a week or two. And that doesn't make them cold. It just means that they have a different way of processing and thinking through trauma. And sometimes for them, it's, I need to move forward with life, engage with life, and in the process, remember the person. And that doesn't mean they're disconnected or cold. They're just doing it differently. So keep that in mind. As we're talking about grief and trauma, a lot of personalities out there, and each one has probably had a different experience with trauma, but also the way they handle it.
You know, Danny, I'm thinking through some of the trials and traumas we've walked through. You sure can see in those places when you've been punched in the gut, where you've been taken by surprise and you feel vulnerable, that the opportunity to make wrong choices in those times in reaction seem great. I mean, what advice do you have? Because I think the temptation is, I don't want to feel this pain anymore, and you may default to things that you otherwise wouldn't. Do you know what I'm saying? Speak to that, maybe wisdom, what wisdom looks like when you're feeling especially vulnerable right on the heels of a trauma.
I think the focus that is the best is to look for growth, post-traumatic growth, instead of going to post-traumatic stress, right? Post-traumatic growth. How can I jump and bounce back, bounce forward? That's the ultimate goal. How can I eventually get to gratitude and understanding and resetting? That's the ultimate goal. And in the process, I need to flow with the tide. I can't fight it. I'm supposed to feel and experience grief. And I think where the addictions or the escapes come is when I'm trying to fight it. I'm trying to fight against the fact that I feel uncomfortable, I feel sad, I feel bad. But our brain's doing what it's supposed to be doing, and our whole body is as well. So the idea is to maybe find ways to relax, ways that are healthy escapes. Maybe it's a hot tub, maybe it's taking a walk, maybe it's reading a book. Again, each person's going to be different on that. Create a menu of who you are, as to maybe even before a trauma hits, write things that you would enjoy doing as ways of healthy escapes when you're having the feelings of grief. Because when the goal becomes get rid of grief, what you do is you drown. When you go with grief, you go with it as long as you need to, and eventually you'll feel like, okay, I think I'm ready to move forward.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.